We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising. But the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be
just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 23rd of July, 2011. And by the way, I want to give a shout-out to all of our micro stations out there. I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate your efforts in supporting the Patriot community by rebroadcasting this program and others on your local FM, so I appreciate that. We hear from our micros once in a while, and I appreciate hearing from you folks. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening on one of these stations, by the way, I encourage you to try to, you know, help the folks out with a power bill. You know, give a little money here and there, because they're doing it because they care about our country, and we need more folks just like them. And speaking of support, I encourage you also to support the network as you're able. We do have the RBN business cards available. They're $10 per 100. It's a great way to spread the word about the network, and to you can leave these things in library books, or, you know, especially people who love to read. They're getting to be an endangered species, unfortunately, as we're living in this technological age of gadgets and gizmos. But anyway, support the network, get the RBN business cards, and also if you do that, we have a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism that we'll throw in as well as the free bumper stickers. And, of course, all of it's shipped free to you. It's, once again, all that for $10. So the direction to do that, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org anytime, or you can send a check or money order to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, suite number 302, that is in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Once again, it's Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you can also call and pledge your support at any time. Well, actually, no, during business hours through the week. And that's Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to go ahead and go back to Ron in Missouri. So, Ron, just hang on. And we're visiting with Doreen Hannes. And her website, once again, is truthfarmer.wordpress.com. We're talking about the situation where the government is literally, deliberately flooding farmers in agricultural, rural America off their land, ladies and gentlemen. And this is vitally important. I think the vast majority of the American people aren't following this because they're preoccupied with various other things. But this is something that is at the forefront of our property rights. If they can get away with this, folks, they're going to be doing more and more of it. And you have literally them choosing where people are going to be allowed to live.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
And that's our hope, that you'll stand up and say that, folks, as more and more people learn about these issues that we deal with on a regular basis here on this program and others just like it. We hope that you'll stand up and say we're not going to take it anymore and show these elected officials the door and really stand up against the bureaucratic enslavement, this web of bureaucracy that we have woven around us on a daily basis. We're visiting with Doreen Hannes. Her website, once again, is truthfarmer.wordpress.com. And we're talking about the destruction of our agricultural sector in this country, the flooding out of farmland on purpose, by choice. You know, and we have Ron in Missouri on the line. But before we go back to Ron, real quickly, I wanted to give you a chance. I don't know. You were giving us the dimensions of the... of the agricultural area that has been flooded, Doreen, and I wanted to make sure that you finished that up. I think with, and again, they said, the official said, the government said, that they were doing this to save Cairo, Illinois.
Right.
And what we're talking about with Cairo, Illinois, from what I've read, it's like a 9-square-mile area, right?
That's correct. Yes.
So it's a very extremely small town of under 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
2,800 people is the maximum amount, from what I understand, from the 2010 census.
Right.
Versus how many? What's the large area of farmland that was flooded?
200 square miles.
I mean, that's an incredible thing. And the average person listening to the news reports on this would think, well, you know, I mean, you got with a city, you have a highly dense population and this and that and the other. But we're not dealing with a large city. We're dealing with a very small city of boarded up homes in many cases. So from what I've read, it's like a slum area. And we're not trying to minimize the devastation, the impact of anybody being flooded. But you have the government coming in and making the decision as to who floods and who doesn't flood. I don't know that this ever has any precedent in this country.
No, and there's another factor involved here as well, Darren. It's the economic factor. This levee, 2 miles long, 300 feet across at the base, 64 feet high, earthen work. What kind of capital do you think is involved in rebuilding that? And when they blew it, and this is something I didn't put in my article, but I'm going to tell your audience, there's a 100-yard long section filled with explosives that did not blow. And it's still sitting. So, you know, I mean, this is a massive, massive destructive event. They blew this up. I have no idea. And there are no estimates on how much it might cost to rebuild this levee. They also blew a quarter mile wide hole down at the southern end, and same dimensions, about 200 to 300 feet across at the base, 64 feet high, quarter mile long. And now we've got a boarded up town that's in a lot of disrepair. 1,000 people thrown out of a productive area, 200 square miles of farmland, $85 million worth of 1 year's crops. Who even knows what the total financial destruction, irrigation system, homes, businesses, lots of large distribution houses for the produce produced in that area, all of that destroyed. I mean, the financial and the actual food costs involved in destroying this 200-square-mile area versus letting Cairo, Illinois, go ahead and possibly flood. You know, it's not a good scenario. And then when you compound this with the mismanagement of the reservoirs up on the Missouri River and the destruction of untold acreage up there, while we're facing a food shortage this fall, it's unconscionable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my understanding was that the levees were actually holding. That's what you said in one of your articles.
Mm-hmm. The levee was doing its job. The seawall outside of Cairo was letting through sand boils, which means that it was basically water was seeping in underneath, and so the ground on the other side of the seawall was becoming weak, if you will, and slurried. So that was happening at Cairo, and in order to save something that was failing, they blew up something that wasn't failing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, that's not logical.
Well, when you're dealing with this government, anything's logical.
Well,
they have a logic all their own.
Yeah, they've got a logic all their own, but, you know, it's really, it comes back to getting people off of the land, out of agriculture, and into nicely manageable areas.
There you go. There you go. Ron, do we still have Ron in Missouri?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, you had something else?
Well, actually, while you were talking, during that one commercial break, I give out those freedom to fascism to all of the Colorado drivers. A lot of them are black, so I'm not picking on them, but I'm saying a lot of them are finally waking up and really figuring out what's going on. And I tell people, go to your public library. You talked about that. Since they're getting rid of a lot of their books, you can get books at unbelievable prices.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now, back to the levee, what you may not know, Doreen, is when that thing flooded, it took out part of Interstate 55. And the boys down there in Sacramento go, well, we didn't know it was going to do that. I'm like, well, you have all that water coming on flat ground towards a highway? Hello? So
yeah.
That's why they had to blow the hole in the southern end to take pressure, because it was taking out the highway. It took out part of Sykeston that they don't want to talk about.
Okay.
Now, Sykeston, you may not be aware. Excuse me. Sykeston is one of the areas It used to be like the number one place in the area where the millionaires went to build houses at down yonder to get away from the big cities. And I don't know if it's still number one or not, but it was some years ago. And there's some very expensive property. Now, I can tell you what was told on the news why Cairo, Illinois was saved. Now, I'm not a racist, okay? I can tell you what the news said up here, that Lacey Clay up here, which is a black representative, raised, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Doreen?
Out of St. Louis area.
Right, he's out of St. Louis, and I understand he raised, you know what, that if they let Cairo, Illinois go under, because it was a majority black community, and I understand he raised all kinds of stuff up here.
Well,
now, I don't know how true that is.
Ron, they destroyed another black community in flooding the levee, a little town called Pinhook.
Yep.
So, you know, that people are people, and I don't care what color your skin is. What I care about is whether you love freedom and whether you want to produce.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what I care about. I mean, I don't care what color anybody's skin is whatsoever. Playing that race card,
I agree,
has happened quite a bit. And actually, in a lot of the discussions prior to blowing up the levee, people were accusing those against blowing up the levee of being racist because of the makeup of Cairo, Illinois.
Well, what I want to know, too, going way back in the very beginning of your statement is, why in the world did our governor and attorney general think they were going to get a fair hearing in the federal court system? I don't understand why they just didn't put the guard out there and just said, you're not going to do it.
Well,
just stand their ground.
Governor Nixon's a member of the 10-governor council that Obama set up.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I think that was just for show. That was political grandstanding. In my estimation, I could be wrong. Okay.
By the way, who's going to be responsible for repairing the interstate? Now, if you and I did something, you know what they would do to us, right?
Right, right.
Now, who's going to repair the interstate highway down there?
I have no idea.
I'll give you three guesses, me and you eventually with taxes.
I think by this point it's on like our great-great-grandchildren or something, isn't it?
Well, maybe they'll privatize it and make it a toll road and give it to some foreign interest. And
hey, Dan, by the way, one final comment on the debt thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I, we have to keep our bank book in balance every month or else we're going to heap a lot of trouble with the bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they?
Well, because we don't force them to.
Have a good one.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ron. Appreciate the call there, man. Yeah, you know, this whole thing is really interesting how this, you know, this gentleman wrote the article, The Purposeful Flooding of Rural America.
Yes.
You know, I know you're very familiar with it. In fact, I was looking for the article and went to your website, and you had linked to it, so you helped me out this morning. But, you know, he paints a very interesting picture of how they deliberately held this water upstream. Have you studied that at all? Have you looked at that? What
yes,
do you know
I've,
about that?
I've looked at their master water control manual for the Missouri River, and also there's a website, and I did another radio program last week where it got linked, and I can't recall the address of it. But what they're doing is the Army Corps of Engineers is now advocating for endangered species as well, and they have a project in place to naturalize the Missouri River to help the pallid sturgeon. And it's, you know, it's all about nature above man, and it's a reverse situation. I mean, I believe in being a good steward of nature and the environment, but we're supposed to have dominion over it, and we're supposed to manage it properly, not the other way around.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and this whole notion that we can't live on the land in harmony with nature, when man has done that for hundreds of years, you know. Hey, let's take the break here, and then we'll continue on the other side. And also, we also get reports about how farmers have received these letters. I don't know if you've heard about that or not, but they're asking them to sell the land. And the timing of this whole thing is highly, highly suspicious. It's very obvious that this was a well-thought-out plan. Hey, folks, we're visiting with Doreen Hannes, and we'll be back here in a moment here on Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Don't go away.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And I want to believe you when you tell me that it'll be okay. Yeah, I try to believe you, but I don't. When you say that it's gonna be, it always turns out to be a different way. I try to believe you. Not today, 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 today.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, visiting with Doreen Hannes of truthfarmer.wordpress.com. That's truthfarmer.wordpress.com. And before the break, I had mentioned a letter that was sent out to the folks who were flooded out by the Army Corps of Engineers. And I wanted to share this article from the Omaha World Herald, dated July 6th, just this month. They say the letter was routine but not well-timed. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers mailed letters to farmers along the Missouri River this spring asking them to consider selling their land to the Corps, which would be then be used to restore fish and wildlife habitat.
They say some letters went out June 6th, about 2 weeks after the Corps began releasing huge amounts of water from upstream dams, which has caused widespread flooding along the Missouri. With floodwaters covering many acres of farmland, the Corps letter was ill-timed and insensitive, said Bruce Bierman, owner of the Mound City, Missouri farm, of a Mound City, Missouri farm, and an official of the Missouri Association of Soil and Water Conservation Districts. Quote, they just opened up another can of worms, unquote, he said. U.S. Representative Sam Graves of Missouri called the letter a slap in the face of people who are dealing with flooded property. The June 6th letters went to landowners only in the state of Missouri, said Monique Farmer, a spokeswoman for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Omaha. But the issue was raised by a farmer during a public meeting in Sidney, Iowa last week that was attended by Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey of U.S. Representative Tom Latham. A farmer said Tuesday that the Corps is authorized by Congress to buy land in the Missouri River Valley to rebuild wildlife habitat. Such letters to landowners are nothing new. We've been doing that for 18 years, Farmer said. And while describing the timing as coincidental, Corps officials acknowledge it was a mistake to send the letters when they did. They're calling it an unfortunate thing that the letters went out not intentionally during a time when flooding is taking place. Are you buying this, Doreen?
No, I'm not buying it. What I think is it's not insensitive. They just let the cat out of the bag. Their whole agenda is to take private property for a song and take it out of production, move people off of land where they could actually make a living and probably actually feed themselves and others and get them into these nicely manageable little cities.
Mm-hmm. Sustainable development.
Yes.
You know, it's very obvious here what's going on. If this were a court case, this would certainly be a key piece of evidence, in my opinion. Because this is much more motive. It speaks to motive, and it's exactly, you know, it demonstrates that this was a plan that they had. They wanted these people's private land. They plotted to do this, and they executed their plan.
Yes.
So now we're left with a bunch of farmers who are homeless, who have no wherewithal to produce, and we're left with a nation that's languishing as far as its food production, and we're also left with a precedent. For the first time, at least in my knowledge, in American history, we have the government now deciding who's going to flood and who isn't, rather than deliberately working to try to prevent anyone from flooding and then just let the chips fall where they may, you know, which is really the right thing to do.
Yeah.
They are planning, they're deliberately causing people to flood. This is just unbelievable to me.
Well, and it is not even speculation, Darren. It's all out there. It's all in the open if people will only go and read the documents. Now, one of the things with their, you know, the Master Water Control Manual is if people want to search Master Water Control Manual and then in quotes put restoring ecological integrity of great rivers, they'll find out that what the Army Corps of Engineers is operating under is no longer managing the flow of the river so that land remains productive, but the opposite of that. Managing the flow of the river so that the land becomes non-productive and usable only for wetlands, which I don't believe we actually touched on that from my article that I wrote on Bird Point Levee, where there are several professors who have put forth that it would be the best idea to simply let this 200 square miles of farmland go to wetland so that it would be renaturalized and supposedly people could make a living off of tourism. Yes.
Well, that's only if tourists love to get mosquito bitten.
Well,
because
yeah.
How many, you know, every wetland I've ever seen is miserable. Hey, let's hold on. We take the bottom of the hour break. And folks, if you'd like to join the conversation, you're welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We're visiting with Doreen Hannes. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, our guest is Doreen Hannes, and we're talking about the deliberate flooding of farmland, rural America, ladies and gentlemen, and the takeover of our private property rights, and that's in our food production as well. That's really the real issues that we're dealing with here, and it seems to me to be the death of a thousand slices in this country, but it's going to continue to do that until the people realize the importance of these issues and start paying attention. I don't know. Did you have anything else you wanted to add before we go back to the phone lines there, Doreen?
No, not really. Just for people to go ahead, check these documents out, that article, the purposeful flooding of the heartland, and my article. Go check out the documents, please.
Yeah.
Don't just believe what I say. I mean, get yourself educated. It's not a whole lot of fun, you know, but it's very important.
Yeah, the name of the article is The Purposeful Flooding of America's Heartland, and actually it's linked up on Doreen's website at truthfarmer.wordpress.com. That's truthfarmer.wordpress.com, and you can get all of her other articles as well. You also write for newswithviews.com, right?
Yes, I do. Not as often as I'd like to, but I do.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So lots of directions to go to educate yourself if you need to get up to speed on these issues if you're not already.
All right, let's go back to the phones, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to Georgia and talk to Lee. Lee, thanks for holding on.
Hey, Darren, nice to talk to you again twice in one show. Miss Doreen. Oh, boy, Lordy mercy. You're breaking my heart with this. I'm a farmer myself, so I'm taking this a little bit too personal, I think, maybe some people would say. But you mentioned how many square miles this would be for people who have a hard time picturing what acreage looks like.
Yes.
Just to try to help people get a better grasp of this, how many square miles was this again?
Well, there were two things. The Bird Point levee is 200 square miles. The total loss in just corn is between 1.5 million and 2.5 million acres, or 2,343 square miles to just under 4,000 square miles.
That was the number I was looking for right there.
Okay.
Now, for folks who have a hard time imagining what square mileage looks like, let's try going, because I used to be a truck driver, so I know my mileage.
All right.
Put yourself at the Georgia-Florida border right there on the coast. Now, draw a straight line from that point to the west coast border of California and Mexico. You're talking roughly 2,500 miles.
Right.
Now, let's go to the U.S.-Canada border and go from the Atlantic Ocean, follow that border all the way across to the Pacific Ocean coast of Canada and the United States there at Washington, and you're talking roughly 4,000 miles. That's what you're talking about. Now, to put that in a little bit more perspective, make it a little clearer for people, try picturing, oh, I don't know, say, square mileage-wise, Washington State, Oregon State, Montana State, Idaho State, and possibly even part of Wyoming. This is what we're talking about, overall destruction. Now, looking at this picture of this field, I've seen water damage. I've never seen anything. You're talking a foot to a foot and a half of topsoil, completely gone.
Yeah.
These ripper trenches, we use rippers here.
Okay.
I know what these are, a foot to a foot and a half deep below the topsoil, and then they run another 6 to 8 inches deep into the actual ground for drainage. This field looks like about 100 and something or so acres. You're talking, plus the water, we know that water was contaminated with chemicals. There alone, you're looking at 50 years just to clean that mess out. But you're looking at 100 or better years before you even think about having enough topsoil naturally to do anything with this land.
It's horrible.
It is. This is from a farmer's perspective. You're looking at 100 years before this land's going to be ready to do anything with.
Yeah, and there was a wheat crop that was just ready for harvest.
Yeah.
I saw that picture, yeah.
Yeah, that's all destroyed now. But not only that, but the farmers aren't even able to plow that under because all the wheat is getting tangled up in their equipment. So then they're not able to do anything with this. And I think another thing that we have to keep in mind, Lee and Doreen, is the fact that, I mean, as we said, this is not just a one-time flooding.
No.
You know, the levee, you know, there's rumors, as you pointed out, Doreen, that they're going to rebuild this thing, but we don't have really any evidence that this is going on. And so this breach, this deliberately created breach in the levee, the blown-out levee is still there. So as long as the river is flowing, this land is going to continue to be flooded over and over and over again.
Well, now there was an article on the 17th of this month stating that our illustrious Governor Jay Nixon went there to look at what they were doing to rebuild this levee. However, again, in my estimation, interestingly, there were no photographs of any equipment or any progress being made on rebuilding this levee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, all of this is so much theater, and
yeah.
It's reprehensible to me, but with this levee, this two-mile-wide hole, you know, for people's minds, that's over 10,000 feet, 300 feet across. It went about 10 to 12 feet below soil level, okay? Uh-huh. And the river rises to 51 feet every year, and that is the proposed level of rebuilding the levee.
So they're rebuilding the levee, even if they do actually rebuild.
Right.
And that's a big if at this point. They're deliberately designing the levee to a point where that it facilitates future flooding.
Yes, to a point where it's not really going to work. You know, it's like planned obsolescence, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this levee was started out by farmers. They did it with mules. And then in 1937, the Army Corps of Engineers began to build it up further. So this land that was reclaimed from being wetland was largely reclaimed from wetland by private effort. Not by public effort, but by private effort.
Didn't the government offer individuals like 40 acres or something like that if they were able to make it to where it was farmable?
Yeah, that was the largely black community of Pinhook, and that was just absolute swamp. And mm-hmm. they worked for years and did that. They made it workable land. They made it very good land. And now that community was destroyed. You know, and on the infrastructure side of things, you have to remember, we're talking 2 miles wide, 4.1 million gallons of water per second. And then when they blew up that supposed drain hole on the south end, the quarter mile drain hole, even though there's a natural spillway that, you know, Yah created with elevation and descent, they blew up this drain hole while the water was still high there, and that water rushed in and created a tornado in the middle of this 200 square miles that was flooded.
So the water actually from the drain hole, it was draining in and not out,
yes,
right?
That's correct.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And on the southern end of this 200 square miles, there's just a ton of sand on top of the ground. And reportedly, one of the landowners in that area was told by the Army Corps of Engineers that they wanted to come in and take that sand and use the sand that's laying all over the soil to rebuild the levee. It's ludicrous.
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to do? Sweep it up?
Mm.
You know, it's just ridiculous. But what we've got here with all of this destruction of land, and then we have these massive droughts and these fires in Texas, the wheat crop, Texas is actually pretty large in wheat production in certain areas. That's
mm-hmm.
gone. Kansas's wheat crop is largely gone. The whole western part of Kansas is worse than the Dust Bowl, people say, as far as drought goes. I want people to prepare themselves,
yeah.
Darren. I want people to, you know, even if you can only do containers for some little garden, you know, I knew some El Salvadorians who walked through Mexico to get to the United States. They'd have one tomato soup. It beats nothing, you know.
Yeah. Anything that you have to eat beats nothing.
Yes.
You know, even if all you can do is just rice and beans, you know, that'll keep you from starving to death. You might get tired of repetition. But,
right.
You know, when you're facing starvation, anything is better than nothing. And, you know, what comes to my mind, even before all of this this latest stuff happened, you know, they had this Arctic Sea Vault. you remember that whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the elitists are preserving seeds. So it's like they have planned for this for years, and there's a reason why they're preserving seeds for themselves. So,
well,
anyway.
Monsanto has come out with a seed that is resistant to aluminum. And
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they've actually patented it yet, but this is from a while ago, and, you know, it's kind of it's not something that I brushed up on recently. So
it's okay.
You know, this is just kind of an aside here, but yeah, they're working on a genetically modified resistant to aluminum
strand
of seeds.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Lee, did you have anything else?
You know, you're right about being prepared, and you mentioned beans and rice. Just in beans and rice alone, I've got enough to feed myself for about 4 months. That doesn't include everything else, and I don't have anything in cans or jars at all. It's all biodegradable containers, you know, packaging, so I don't have to worry about it. So you're right. You got to get prepared, folks. Research square foot gardening. Research indoor hydroponics.
Yep.
Start thinking about growing your veggies inside your house because you're going to need to protect your veggie crop.
Well,
other than
that,
the only thing I can say is, America, have you had enough yet?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I'm out.
Hey,
thanks
a lot, Lee. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
You know, we have this mess in Japan now with the Fukushima thing, you know, and then we had a very close call with two nuclear power plants, you know, in Nebraska as well, not to mention Los Alamos. So, I mean, we have the whole nuclear situation with the potential to have contaminated cropland that way as well, you know. So this is almost like coming together like the perfect storm. It's almost like it's all too coincidental, isn't it, Doreen?
Yeah, and the thing about the two plants, the nuclear plants with the Missouri River, is they implemented that 3-mile no-fly zone around them, and really I haven't been able to find information. Now, I haven't spent a ton of time on it, Darren, but I haven't been able to find information that I can trust that is actually, you know, says, okay, everything really is okay here. You know, I don't know.
Well, and certainly there's been a media blackout, as far as I can tell, about that whole incident. You know, I had some friends that I was telling about that not too long ago, and they didn't know anything about it. I mean, nobody knows anything about it. It's almost like the news media is, you know, in tandem with the government, has said, you know, there's nothing to see here. Keep moving. You know, move right along.
Right. You know, and I mean, I just wasn't able to find any information that proved or disproved any potential leakage at either of those plants, Darren. And, you know, there were a number of reports that a couple of dams along the Missouri River were failing, but there wasn't any kind of photographic evidence of that.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I mean, just for your listeners' assurance, I think things are bad enough. We do not need to make anything up, okay? I mean, we just don't need to make anything up. But so you can't believe just, you know, opinions that people throw out. You've got to have some kind of documentation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really big on that. I want documentation because I've been lied to enough.
Exactly.
So anyway, and I think that the dominant issue, really, Darren, is I want people to prepare, because the only way that we can be civil to each other is for us to have enough to eat.
Exactly. Yeah, we talked about earlier in the show, you know, about this RAND Corporation document, which is looking at using U.S. Marshals to police the population in case of, you know, civil unrest. And this kind of thing. And I think that, you know, I'm afraid that what they're doing is that they're looking at the food shortages that they're creating, you know, and they know that people, when they're hungry, you know, they do desperate things.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to avoid.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is another thing for people. There isn't really anybody that can provide everything that they need for themselves. We need each other. So if you are interested in providing for yourself, find farmers and get to know them and buy from them directly. Give them a decent price, you know.
Yeah, and you know, you're a lot safer when you do that anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned the Fukushima thing. You know, they have very contaminated beef over there right now.
Yes.
You don't know where your beef is coming from in many cases. You don't know where the food that you buy at the store when you go to these big box stores, you don't know where that food comes from. You know, we were supposed to have a country of origin meat labeling. Whatever happened to that, Doreen?
Okay, well, here's what happened to that. Country of origin labeling passed in, like, 2002 as part of the Farm Bill. Then, after a whole lot of pressure, the USDA, who's the agency in charge of that type of thing, wrote the rules for it. Here are their rules. If you add anything to the meat, you don't have to have country of origin labeling on it. If the fruits and vegetables are mixed, they don't have to have the country of origin put on it. So any addition stops country of origin labeling from being in effect. Now, I went to Walmart. We grow all of our own meat, okay? But I went to Walmart and wanted to look and see what was going on. I pulled a single ribeye off of the shelf in a single package, flipped it over and, you know, got out my reading glasses, and it said that that single ribeye was from Canada, the United States, and Mexico.
Okay, well, let's take the final break of the hour, and we'll conclude the program on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Govern America, visiting with Doreen Hannes. We'll be back in a moment.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
All right, we're in the home stretch of the broadcast. In a few minutes, we'll have Phil Pozderek coming up here on the network on many of the stations that carry us. And I appreciate your being with us, Doreen, and I appreciate all your work in bearing with us with the technical problems on the phone lines. Hopefully, next time we visit, we'll have the gremlins out of the line. And but You know, and we didn't get a chance, really. I wanted to bring up the issue of the Missouri Ozarks and that whole biosphere reserve effort that they were trying to work on there because that was defeated.
Well, the most recent attempt was the establishment of the Ozark Highlands National Heritage Area, and on its face, they tried the biosphere area, and they tried the full-on National Scenic Riverways. They got part of the Scenic Riverways. They've tried Scenic Byways. They really want this area. And what's kind of interesting, I mentioned earlier in the program, we have a property rights group that's very active. We've got about, I think it's 7 different chapters across the area called Ozarks Property Rights Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the efforts of people who came before me in familiarizing the locals in this area with Agenda 21 and with the control mechanisms and the control of private property, the federal government has a very tough time getting their stuff through in this area. Okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Well, yeah, and I encourage people, you know, you take it to the streets. What we did was, in a nutshell, we were approached by these people who wanted to establish the heritage area several years ago. And then last November, they called and said, well, we're moving on with this, and we'd like to meet with you. That's one of the things they have to do. And so they met with us, and they said they were going to have all their documents. And they had 4 pieces of paper, and they took $270,000-some in grant money that we knew of at that time. Ends up it was over $300,000. And we're sitting there going, when you're taking grant money, there's more than 4 pieces of paper involved. So
yeah.
We had to FOIA all the documents. It ended up being in excess of 1,600 pages that they'd promulgated in this time. They refused to give us their final draft. So we held a public meeting and had about 350 people there. And it all went on record, and everybody wrote their congressman. It was in all of the papers around here. It was very, very high profile. And we showed it for what it was, which is the heritage areas are National Park Service run. And it's just a new way for the National Park Service to control property without having to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And certainly flooding agricultural property is a major way to control and take over private land. And you know, I don't know if you've heard about this. We're almost out of our hour here.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear that George Soros is buying up flooded farmland. You know anything about that? Or is that just
through,
a rumor?
Through 2 front companies. It's not a rumor. It checks out. And he owns 2 companies, and they're buying up quite a bit of this flooded land, and they are going to renaturalize it.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, we are flat out of time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, folks.
Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. There's a lot that we can do, and certainly the fact that they have kept this thing at bay for so long there in Missouri certainly speaks to the fact that the rest of us can do the same thing. Visit her website, truthfarmer.wordpress.com, and we'll be back next week, hopefully with a cleaner phone line. God bless you, folks, and we'll talk to you then.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it.